W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Heavy rain is slowing down in Southern California, but they're still bracing for mudslides. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
It is too much for the ground to handle, and that is why we are seeing these mudslides and rock slides and debris flows. And we're going to see more of that because, again, there's nowhere for this water to go.
At least three deaths blamed on falling trees. Country music star Toby Keith has died. He spoke to CBS affiliate KOTV about his battle with stomach cancer.
This ailment is devastating. You take it a day at a time. It's a roller coaster.
He was 62. Unionized Border Patrol agents are backing the Senate's bipartisan border bill, but House Speaker Johnson still dead set against it.
I just don't believe that the Senate bill meets the criteria that's necessary to solve the problem.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man and three other men from Illinois are going to federal prison for stealing more than $11 million in COVID-19 relief money. Aziz Hassan Bey and three other men claim to be from the fake country of Al-Maroc. They set up a phony consulate in Milwaukee and claimed a lot of benefits during the pandemic, which they used to pay for lavish lifestyles. Congress is one step closer to helping low-income families get a bigger break on their taxes. Policy experts say a new expansion of the child tax credit would curb poverty. Tim Smeeting is a retired economist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
A bill to revive the expanded child tax credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Workers at Ocean Spray in Wisconsin Rapids voted not to form a union. The Wisconsin Rapids Tribune reported workers weighed in last Thursday and Friday whether they would join the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 965. The vote was 41 in favor and 50 against, according to a release from IBEW. Dylan Gorman, business manager of IBEW 965, said the union remains dedicated to advocating for fair labor practices and will continue to support all workers in future endeavors. Waste management in the town of Grand Rapids is still working to deliver new trash and recycling bins to residents. If you haven't received yours by Thursday, February 8th, please call the town at 715-424-1821. The new route started on Monday. Your garbage will still be collected even if you don't have your new bins yet. Just put it out like usual. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I'll be joined by Melissa Kay any moment now. Right now, we are looking forward to talking with Brittany, our good friend, about the weather. Britt, how's it going this morning?
Oh, it's beautiful out there, isn't it?
It is. It is a nice blue, clear sky. I can see it. I got to see our eagle friends across the street this morning. It was nice. It's a nice start to the day.
Friends.
Yeah. Are we going to keep this vibe going, Britt? Or are we going to kind of have this for the rest of the day here?
We are going to keep the vibe for the morning hours. So seek the sunshine while it's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, those clouds are going to be thickening throughout the afternoon and becoming mostly cloudy by tonight. And temperatures are going to be mild, though. So we're still going to be hitting those upper 40s, flirting with 50 degrees. So a beautiful morning. Still a good evening, just a little bit cloudy out there, and really nothing to worry about. I mean, tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, breezier, and then we've got to find the umbrella, because Wednesday night and into Thursday, we're going to get smacked with some rain.
Ooh, okay, all right, good to know, good to know. with these temperatures, it's certainly always something to keep an eye out for, too, when it comes to that kind of weather.
Absolutely. Good thing is, though, this is the same system that's off to the West Coast. I'm sure you guys have heard about California and their mudslides. Yeah, very, very bad news out there. So it's the same system, but we're not expecting that kind of wrath, okay? So don't freak out about it. We're only looking at a trace of rain to a quarter of an inch. So no big rainfall for us. It could flip to some flurries on Friday, but no major accumulations with that either. So a pretty calm storm for winter.
Yeah, for winter. I mean, isn't that last part right there is so key? It's for winter. It's we don't have normal or tame winters here in Wisconsin usually. This has been sort of one so far, although I feel like I should be knocking on wood right now when I say that.
I'm doing it too.
Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. You have a great one, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Enjoy the sunshine.
You too. Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. Kick off our day, giving us a little Mother Nature news. We appreciate that. Appreciate the great Melissa Kay.
And the great?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's quite a title.
It's what's on the teleprompter. I'm just reading what you
wrote. Who wrote that?
Good to see you, Mel.
They're fired. Good to see you.
We have a lot in store today. We're going to get to a bunch of fun things. Of course, we have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to that. We will also get into the end of a possible era.
Oh, dear.
We're going to talk landlines. Yeah, we're talking landlines.
It's never ending.
No, I don't think so.
It can't end.
It can't.
No.
Especially, we've got two of them I'm looking right at right now. We have five healthy habits that can take 5 minutes or less.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll go through that one. We'll dissect that one. Burger King and Applebee's are giving some stuff away and doing some contests. We'll talk about those. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about a little entertainment we'll kick things off with. And we will get into a little after that the 10 Super Bowl foods that bring good luck and bad luck.
Bring good luck.
Yes.
Okay. Sports superstition. Here we go.
If you really want your team to win, what will you do? What are you willing to
serve tasty food? Okay. That's the underlying theme of all Super Bowl parties. It needs to taste good.
It turns out that's what's good luck. Yeah. It turns out that's it. All right. End of discussion.
Burn the weenies.
That's a big one. That's always a good one, though. All of that coming up for you, we'll get into. And we'll, of course, talk about our schedule today. We've got a really fun and important set of midday magazines this week.
Yes.
We kick it off today interviewing our Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidates.
Mm-hmm.
The spring primary is February 20th.
That's right.
I have that right around the corner. So we're going to be joined by a couple of guests throughout the week this week of our candidates.
Mm-hmm. People running for mayor?
Yeah. We have our first two in today. We have Tom Muse in with us for about 10 minutes or so. We're going to interview each of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Tom Muse first, and then Nicholas Palmquist is going to be on with us right after that.
Okay.
That'll be from 3 to 3:30 this morning. After that, we're going to talk with our good friends over at the Southwick County YMCA. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Hear about the events coming up at the Y.
Yeah. And then we will have more candidates on the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We have heard from three of the four candidates. We are hoping to have all four on.
Mm-hmm.
But we have done our due diligence. And when I say we, I did a little bit, but Pam mostly.
Mostly Pam.
And a big thank you to her for that.
Yes, she does a lot of the work behind the scenes here to make sure that we have guests, that we reach out to all the people that we need to make sure everybody gets a chance to be on air.
Our wonderful League of Women Voters do amazing work and are going to be, along with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, interviewing and talking with some of our mayors. We'll talk about that in our good stories of the day.
Yeah, that's the mayoral forum that's happening tonight.
That's going to be a little more, I think, a little more detailed than what my interviews are going to be. I want you to know these candidates. I'm not assuming that everybody knows these individuals, so I want to get to know them a little bit and give them a chance to speak for themselves about what their hopes are, what they'd like for this, why they're doing this.
Have a nice conversation.
Their favorite band. Their high school crushes.
You're going to ask them their favorite sports team.
Yeah. It's all I'm going to talk about is sports with them. That's it. That's all.
Boring.
Yeah, it would be. We'll be doing that today. We're looking forward to it. And a big thank you to all these candidates that got back to us and they're going to be on the air with us.
Mm-hmm.
Good show lined up for you today. It's going to be fun. And it's already, you never know what's going to happen with live radio. You never know when you put me and Melissa together, let alone in the same room. It's going to be a wild show. It's going to be a wild show. We're going to have some fun today. Kick things off, a group of 30 current and former workers at a Kentucky middle school scored a $1 million Powerball prize with numbers that they had been playing for years.
Whoa.
And hid the winning ticket in a math textbook. The group of current and former employees from Rector A. Jones Middle School in Florence had been playing the lottery together for years, and they have been using the same set of numbers since 2019.
Wow, that's dedication.
Quote, we all taught at the same school at one point or another, a member of the group told Kentucky Lottery officials. We've got counselors, administrators, a special ed teachers, and the school nurse. Some have moved on or retired, but we still continue to do it. We've remained buddies for all these years. The group's organizer discovered the ticket for January 27th Powerball drawing was 1 million second prize winner and stashed it in a math textbook. Quote, no one looks in a math book, she said. I knew it would be safe there. Page 200, I have checked this 1,000 times. members of the group said the numbers were chosen at random.
Okay.
Quote, our math teacher and assistant principal pulled them out of a hat, one winner explained. At first, we didn't have the right amount of numbers to choose from, so we drew together. Thank goodness we did. each member will take home about $24,000 after taxes.
Wow.
Winners said that their plans for the prize money include investing, home repairs, and travel, and helping out the school.
Okay, but I don't understand the part about hiding the ticket in the math book. What does that have to do with anything?
I feel like we're either missing something or the article itself is.
Or we don't understand. I don't understand how Powerball works.
That I'm with you on.
Don't you go somewhere that sells Powerball tickets and you tell them the numbers you want?
Yeah.
And they plunk it in and then you get your ticket and that's what is drawn. That's you win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I assume it is. That's okay. From what I know. I have literally never played the lottery. Like any kind of lottery.
Well,
not
I've
just
bought like
Powerball, but like.
I don't know if I've actually bought one, but I've gotten them as gifts.
Mm.
Like every once in a while, somebody like when we go play bingo at my family Christmas, you'll get a lottery ticket as a bingo prize.
I gamble enough in life, like just with life in general. Like I don't really need to do that whole stuff. And I've worked in radio for 20 some years, so I don't know really. I know a lot of people enjoy it, and I know that it's popular.
Own.
Yeah. I'm not talking bad about it.
We're just missing some. So if there's any Powerball players out there that can explain this to us, why they would hide it in a math book?
Yeah, I
please call up 424-2600.
It just seems like they hid it because they weren't able to turn it in right away. And so that in order not to lose it or something,
I guess,
along those lines. I don't know.
Okay.
Congratulations to them, though.
Yes, absolutely. And all nice things that they're doing with the money.
Yeah. A bunch of teachers just got a bunch of money. Like that wins. That's a
hallelujah.
Win right there. Yeah, that's a win.
That's a good day.
Mm-hmm. We've got a good thing going on right here at WFHR. We're celebrating love.
Mm.
We want you to share your love stories with us. What we're doing now until Valentine's Day is we're collecting all these great love stories, these origin stories, how you met your significant other, how you fell in love, all these great things that we want. We want them all from you. And mm-hmm. you share them with us on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Just type into your search bar on Facebook, WFHR, like our page, and go ahead and send us those things on either direct message us.
Don't want to publish them publicly for everyone to see on the page, you can just DM us or email too. That works.
On WIRI 105.5 West Country, we're celebrating singles and, you know, saying, hey, you know, what was a bullet you dodged and a red flag you avoided, that kind of thing. But we also...
Your funny stories.
Yeah. We're also adapted it a little bit because I've heard from many listeners that, I don't have any of those stories, which like, I'm very
More
jealous
power
of.
To you.
Yeah, I'm very
That's
jealous
awesome.
Of that. I could give you a different story every day. Like, I've got plenty of them. I'd win this contest. Oh, you're lucky I'm not playing, everybody. When it comes to that, we said, what is something you enjoy about being single? What are some of the positives of being single? So that's as good of a entry mm-hmm. as, you know, a red flag you're dodging. With a story like this, maybe you don't have a significant other. Maybe you are single. You want to celebrate still and everything. So share with us what you love about love, what you think or maybe a good love story that you know, your parents or your brother or sister or something like that.
The favorite tree you have.
Yeah.
You know, we're not picky.
Nope.
Love is love.
Yeah. We want as many entries as possible so we can make sure to give these great prizes to some wonderful people. The Hotel Mead is giving away a two-night stay. Family Natural Foods is a part of this. Our friends at One Rose. We've got a lot of great local businesses.
Sounds like an awesome prize.
Mm-hmm. Check out the Hotel Mead whenever you're looking for stays. And, of course, join our friends at Family Natural Foods when they open their doors at 9.
I have to do that today. There's something I ordered that I have to pick up. Sorry, guys. I didn't get there last week.
Meet Melissa there. you know, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun contest and I cannot wait to get to see more and more of these entries. Mm-hmm. I am a foolish romantic. I love these stories. Keep them coming, everybody.
And if you need to get a flower order in before Valentine's Day, call up One Rose because they have such an awesome selection. They're so wonderful to work with. They're
really
very helpful. They can give you recommendations if you don't know what to get. So
Melissa's not kidding about that latter part. They have helped me out at least three or four times I can think of off the top of my head, all of them involving my mom. All of them. All of them. So great over there. Shout out to One Rose, our good friends.
So, Mom, call them up and tell them what you want.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to take a quick time out. We got more in store for you coming up. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way on Morning Show here at WFHR.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today. Valentine's Day is almost here, and on 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, we want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Tell us how you met, struggles you've conquered, or what it is that makes them the one. Share your story on our Facebook page for a chance to win goodies, like a two-night stay at Hotel Mead or gifts from Family Natural Foods. This year, show your loved ones just how much they're loved, and maybe win a getaway on us. With love from 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single-game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
It's time to celebrate with our good friends at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Yay! We love celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. Visit them right now. They're open. Go ahead and check them out at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Looking at their Facebook page, looks like it's going to be a beautiful week out there. They encourage everybody to head on over. It looks like they've got story time today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I want to double check on this. No, that was a couple days ago. I apologize. But they have story times over there sometimes.
How
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Encourage you to go check it out. They've got a nice banquet area and community room over there if you need the space.
Lots of space.
Some of the best food you are going to find and amazing human beings over there. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Our new sponsors of our birthday and anniversary club.
Yes.
And not only are they sponsoring it, they give us an opportunity at the beginning of every month, send some of you over there with a $20 gift certificates.
Yeah.
We're able to grab winners by grabbing qualifiers every day. Mm-hmm. And we're thankfully able to do that because of all of you out there. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us at info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can
call up live on air.
Yeah.
And wish your special someone a happy birthday or a happy anniversary.
That's
715-424-2600 or with one button dialing on our Civic Media app.
Oh, she's good, everybody.
Technically,
good.
It's two, but it's close enough.
It's a lot less than dialing the whole number. It is a lot better. And we appreciate everybody downloading that app. Get the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our list today. We got a good one. We got three possible qualifiers. 1 through 3, Melissa.
3.
It gives us that qualifier. All right. We can get right to the celebrating. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Gary Merritt.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday as well to Jay Mattis.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Jay, enjoy it. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, happy birthday to Sharon Mahoney.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Sharon, we wish you the best of days. You're our qualifier. Thanks so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Love celebrating.
Congratulations.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, Charlie Heaton is 30. He's Jonathan on Stranger Things. He does a good job on that show.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Rick Astley is 58. never going to give you up.
I'm going to let you down.
Never going to. I turned him into Michael McDonald there.
Oh, my.
I don't know what I did there. I turned Rick Astley into Michael McDonald somehow. They don't sound anything alike.
His hair is just as fabulous now as it was when he was a teenager.
Yeah, that guy's got good hair. Does it count as Rick rolling if we're just talking about him? If we don't play the song, does it still count as Rick rolling?
And I don't even get that whole thing. I really don't.
That was you know, early days of the internet when you could really mess with people, and you know, you send them a work email, you know, from your work email, like, hey, this is an important document. You need to check this out right away. And they open it up. Never gonna give you up. And then, oh, you got Rick rolled. You know?
It was funny.
It was funny for like 5 minutes, a good 5 minutes. But boy, that was a funny 5 minutes, Melissa. It was.
And now it's just a meme?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I love these two names being celebrating a birthday. Rick Astley, 58 today, and Axl Rose is 62.
Couldn't be any different singers.
No, quite on the different ends of the spectrum there on that one. And another singer, Richie McDonald is 62, Lone Star lead singer.
Oh, all right.
Let's see here. Kathy Najmi is 67. Wendy on Veep. She was also, you may remember in Hocus Pocus, she was the nun she was the nun on Sister Act.
Fabio
is 81.
81?
That can't be. Really? Wow.
Wow.
I still think, and just my opinion, but I still think one of the best journalists I ever saw and ever will see, Tom Brokaw is 84 today.
Tom Brokaw.
Yeah. Nightly News at a time where back in the day, we had some of the greats that we were able to take in every day at our nightly news. And Tom Brokaw was one of them. Did the Today Show for many years from early, late 70s, I believe. And just an incredible journalist.
Yeah.
Great journalist.
I wonder what he thinks about the state of things now.
Yeah. I've heard some of his comments. I've heard some of them. And I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate him kind of giving his all when it comes to his opinions. Plus, one of the best voices and deliveries.
Yeah.
Like a great voice, great delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a real quick pause here and let's take a phone call. Good morning. Well, you got a birthday or anniversary for us?
I have a very special birthday. There is a little boy turning 10 in our house. Ooh. So I want to wish a happy birthday to Anders Habhager.
Happy birthday, Anders!
Woo-hoo. Happy birthday, Anders!
Oh. 10 years old. Wow.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Are you doing anything special for the birthday?
I'm taking him out to lunch.
Nice.
Nice.
Perfect.
Very cool. Have a great time. Enjoy. Thanks a lot for sharing it with us, Beth.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Have fun.
Happy birthday, Anders.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, little man. Oh, good kid. Good
10
kid.
Is fun.
Yes. 10
is
a great
age. 10 is a fun age.
Oh, it's a fun one. Yes. Yeah. Happy birthday, Anders. Enjoy. And we have some people no longer with us. We wish a very Rip Torn, born on this day in 1931. Hmm. Agent Zed in the Man in Black movies. Patches, the coach in Dodgeball. The great, incredible Artie on the Larry Sanders Show. Rip Torn, one of the greater like character actors of all time. Just incredible. And I almost guarantee that everybody out there listening knows who Rip Torn is. And if you don't know his name, you've seen him.
You've seen him. Yeah. I loved him on Men in Black.
Yeah, he was great in that.
He was the really straight guy in that. Yeah, yeah. And he, Elmore Rule Rip Torn Jr.
Oh, what is his name. Oh, that's a name. Man, I didn't know that. That's a good name. Yeah, I loved his work. Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Former President Ronald Reagan, born on this day in 1911, passed away in 2004. 40th U.S. President. On this day in 1998, Washington National Airport was renamed Ronald Reagan Airport. Especially when it comes to the remembering a former president or something. I feel like it is easy to look at the politics of this. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can tear about this, be proud of this policy and tear apart this policy and blah, 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 and all these things. And their legacy is already in stone. They for the most part, history is already going to talk about these people, judge these people, that kind of thing. As American citizens, I personally feel, outside of maybe one president in the history of all these presidents, that they deserve our respect. They did a job that not everybody can do. They did a job that not everybody wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as certain presidents go, it's bigger than politics.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering them and honoring them.
And it's bigger than what they did in their presidency is bigger than one person.
It, whether you voted for the person or you believed in the person or liked the person or anything like that, you've voted for people that you do and they've won. Mm-hmm. And you've asked people who didn't vote for them to still respect that person.
Correct.
You got to be able to do the same. We especially in this year, in this year and going forward, let's stop making the rest of the world laugh, and let's start handling politics like adults. Mm-hmm. But let's start treating each other like adults.
Well, it matters because it does.
We have a I know there's a lot. I've been hearing a lot of naysaying, a lot of doomsday stuff about this year and everything. You walk around with your fists clenched, you're going to get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to approach this year that way. We don't have to be afraid of a political season.
No, we should be positive and happy.
Yes.
We can vote.
We can.
We have the freedoms that this country affords us.
Mm-hmm. And we can make change.
Yes.
We if you don't like something, fix it.
Yep. And
it's
you fix
on
it
you.
With your vote.
Do your homework. Mm-hmm. Research these individuals. Don't let them just, whatever they tell you, just take it as face value. Do your homework. See who's in their pocket and get the right people in office.
And it matters very much locally.
Yes.
You know? Join us for Midday Magazine today and hear from our mayoral candidates. Listen to the forum tonight on Wisconsin Community Media because these things matter.
I'm going to ask them what their favorite color is. So if we get real down to the deep stuff here, deep stuff. It'll be a good conversation. Thank you for that. Natalie Cole, born on this day in 1950, passed away in 2015. Amazing singer.
Yeah.
Her duet, there's a lot of talk about greatest Grammy moments right now because of the a duet with Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman, which is top 10 certainly of all time. Grammy moments I've
seen it yet.
You got to watch the video because I swear it's one of the few times I've ever seen Tracy Chapman like smiling and happy. It was really cool. it was a nice moment. The moment where Natalie Cole sang with her dad, Nat King Cole, I believe they did Unforgettable, a duet of that. That to me is up. That's top 5. That's top 3 maybe Grammy moments. And the great Bob Marley, born on this day in 1945, passed away way too young in 1981.
Wow.
Reggae superstar put reggae on the map in many ways, along with Peter Tosh, certainly. And an incredible musician, songwriter, one of our best songwriters. But what Bob Marley meant to his people and what he did for his people stands up above any other pop star, maybe in history, as far as what he was able to do, representing a whole entire country, speaking for a whole country, not just to the rest of the world, but for his own people, to his own people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting documentary, or not documentary, a movie coming out in his life.
Neat.
I just watched the trailer for it, gave me goosebumps. Young man playing him, it looks like it does a really good job. I hope it holds up. I hope it's a good movie.
Well, and it's just another testament to what the power of music and what music can do and how it can transform lives.
Yeah. And we wrap up with the great, the big, the Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, the Babe Ruth. But I was going to throw in a bunch of other nicknames. We'll just get right to it. He had like 80 nicknames.
Yeah, he did.
He was the home run king until April 8th, 1974, when Hank Aaron dethroned him.
His career spanned 22 seasons.
Babe Ruth was the first, maybe Jim Thorpe it was, but Jim Thorpe, Babe Ruth, probably the first American sports star. Possibly. I gotta, I had to really do my homework on that one, but certainly the first of the major four pro sports, as the others weren't really even around yet. Baseball became America's pastime in part because of guys like Babe Ruth. Also, one of the up until Shohei Ohtani, one of the few people who pitched and hit and did it well.
He was also proficient as a carpenter.
John Goodman did a real... Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about that. Yeah, yeah. nice note. John Goodman did a great job playing him in The Babe. It's a good role.
The Behemoth of Bust.
It's so many nicknames he had. wrapping up on a melancholy note, for those that did not hear, Toby Keith passed away Monday night, soundly in his sleep, according to a press release from his family. He had been battling stomach cancer. He was 62. Again, just like I was saying with presidents and everything, when it comes to your feelings about a person, like them, dislike them, anything like that, he's got loved ones out there. He's got fans out there, people that cared. And it's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than us. And regardless of any of that, I would hope that everybody can get behind the idea that cancer's still whooping our butt.
Yeah.
Like this man was incredibly, I thought, brave and vulnerable while he was going through this, and letting people see him, how thin he got, how much it affected his will. A lot of these things. He was just performing shows a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And he's gone. And now he's not there with his kids, not there with his loved ones, because cancer continues to win. Because while we continue to bicker and put little political signs in our yards and whine at each other about politics and all these things, these diseases continue to run game on us. Cancer continues to whoop our behinds. Yep. While we bicker and fight, cancer don't give a dang about any of that. Cancer doesn't know it's a political season. Cancer doesn't care about your bank, your income, if you're popular, if you're famous, if you're not, any of these things. What it does is something we have let it do all this time. While we continue to fight, this continues to win. Let's put our energy and our focus where it needs to be on things like this.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can keep some people around.
That'd be nice.
One more time, want to wish very, very happy birthday to Gary Merritt.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Jay Matthys.
Happy birthday, Jay.
A very happy, special birthday from all of us here at WFHR and WIRI to Anders.
Yes, happy birthday, Anders.
Happy number 10, Anders.
Enjoy it.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Sharon Mahoney.
Happy birthday, Sharon. You have the best name. That was my mom's name.
It's a great name. It really is.
Happy birthday. And congratulations, Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon on WISN-TV's Up Front. There's only about a month left for people in Wisconsin facing foreclosure to get money from a state program. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will stop taking applications after March 8th. The program offers up to $40,000 to help eligible people who are behind on bills like mortgage payments or property taxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Marshfield is now accepting sealed bids for the sale of ash tree logs from Braham Park. You can submit bids until 4 p.m. on Monday, February 19th at City Hall. Bids will be on a per-pile basis, and logs must be removed by the end of the day on March 3rd. You can call the Public Works Department with more questions at 715-486-2081. Central Rivers Farm Shed in Stevens Point and the Hmong American Center in Wausau are among several organizations receiving a boost to help people experiencing food insecurity. The Wisconsin DATCP awarded $1.5 million to 9 organizations in the state. Funds are from the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program Community Partners Grants. This one-time funding is designed to support the purchase of Wisconsin-grown, raised, or minimally processed food and distribute it at no cost to underserved communities in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Welcome back to the show. Melissa and James here with you, hanging out. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there, everybody. Let's talk about this one, and this could be a little solemn for some. Could be. Talk about the end of an era. If you still think this cell phone thing, quote unquote cell phone thing, is just a passing fad, you may want to sit down for this one and stop twirling your fingers around that cord of your rotary phone.
Oh, please.
Mom, Dad, landlines are being phased out, probably for good. Phone companies, well, we'll see about that part, that latter part there. Phone companies want to shift to newer infrastructure within the next few years, which means old copper wire-based lines will be phased out in favor of more advanced technology like fiber optics that doesn't work with landlines. In fact, AT&T just applied for a waiver that would allow it to stop servicing traditional landlines in California.
Wow.
There was a time when landlines were a lot cheaper and much more reliable compared to cell phones, but it's about to be the reverse. A spokesperson for AT&T says that they are not canceling landline service in California or anywhere else yet. But it's about to get even more expensive and less reliable because they'll need to find complex workarounds as they move away from old equipment. Of course, many households gave up their landlines a decade ago, but the breakdown of the landline system will impact some older folks, small businesses, and people in remote areas. According to one expert, about 100 million landlines between businesses and residential areas are currently active in the U.S., but only about 5% of them are expected to remain by 2030.
Sorry, did you say million or billion?
Million.
Million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm surprised it's actually that low, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't have a number in my head, but I agree with you. Yeah, that does seem low, yeah. Well, whether we like it or not, it doesn't matter. This is happening. What I don't like about it is the kind of bubble living that goes on with a lot of these people that make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and everybody I know have cell phones, so let's do it. You know, and not realizing, hey, you know, there's a lot of people out there that might be affected by this.
Well, and this is one thing that the pandemic really showed us. We don't have the infrastructure in place for everyone to have internet access wirelessly, have cell phone access. In a vast majority of the country, you know, our rural areas, we feel it very strongly in Wisconsin, especially here. You get very far out in the country here and you lose cell signal. It's not reliable.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, even wireless internet in your home is not that reliable. I mean, I have a hard line from my router up to my computer and it's still not reliable. I mean, you hear me drop out now and then when we're on air, and I'm not in that. I mean, yes, I'm fairly rural Wisconsin up there in Abbotsford, but we have far more rural areas where there's zero signal. So if they're getting rid of the landlines, what are they going to replace it with?
Yeah.
Are they going to put that infrastructure into place before they get rid of it all?
Well, that's
or are they going to leave us floating?
They need to. They need to let the cart the horse lead the cart.
Mm-hmm.
They need to if they're going to be doing these things, which I think we can all agree, maybe or that eventually a lot of this stuff is going to go that direction. But they do this a lot of the times where we thought this about streaming. Everything's going to be streaming. We're never going to use cable again, blah, 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 and everything. And now where are we now with this? Where streaming companies are now like teaming
going bankrupt.
Up and packaging. Half of them are going bankrupt. Half of them are hemorrhaging money. And meanwhile, cable services, while they have not on the rise or anything, they've stayed quite steady.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done a couple of years ago, we're getting rid of cable completely. Like, nope, nobody uses it, so we'll get rid of it completely. Well, that doesn't, that doesn't make sense.
It's funny that you bring that up because, you know, what I noticed at my grocery store just this last week, we still have a red box. I don't know if it's called a red box, but it's red and and you can rent movies there at my grocery store.
And go get Forrest Gump. You can get the new Forrest Gump
actually,
release.
Actually, they have Barbie.
Oh, they have the Barbie.
They have the Barbie
right.
Movie nice. Right now. I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, hey, I could actually watch this.
I feel like this something like this is triggering. And it can make you angry. And it makes me a little... And I'm trying not to get angry with it.
Damn.
But I am frustrated. I feel like my mother when I was a kid. Jimmy, I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. Like, which, by the way, hurt a lot worse. A lot worse. You know, I wish she was just mad at me.
I'm not angry. I'm not even disappointed. I'm flummoxed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that they're not ready for this step. And I think it's funny that you used the analogy of the cart before the horse, because then I had this picture of this self-driving cart and we're not there yet.
No.
We still need the horse. We need the old technology until you actually, you know, you can't, it's just like your mother always said, don't quit your job until you have another one lined up.
Yes, yes.
You know, you keep that security in place until you're sure you can continue forward. Because those bills don't pay themselves, James.
We keep doing this to ourselves with technology. The technology is moving faster than we can work with it. We had to work. We've done this with laws, where we had to create a lot of laws that we didn't realize we needed until the internet, until technology and stuff. So we've kind of caught up with a lot of that. We're still catching up with some of it, but we've caught up quite a bit with it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let the world catch up with the technology. strategy here before we let we like just unleash this and just go completely all in. We don't have a society that is ready for that, not only by infrastructure and by broadband, which we've heard about for the last 5 years about how important broadband is, and trying to get funds or a different bill passed or anything about broadband. So with all this conversation, and it's not just us in Wisconsin, when I was living in California, this was an issue too in Southern California or Northern California.
There are states that are even more rural than we are.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Dakotas, look at Wyoming. There's not a whole lot of infrastructure in some of those places.
It would be insane right now if I was doing this article and it was about electric cars. Like, people would be flipping out right now, losing their minds. Like, what are
we're
you talking
about? We're just
getting
rid of gasoline. It's done.
What are you talking about? You can't do that. It's
really not that much different, though.
No. And it's something, I think, to be aware of and to, you know,
keep an eye on. And this is something, too, that you need to keep in mind when you talk about, well, just let the market regulate things.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that happens.
Right.
And so many people get left in the dark or out of touch. They can't even text.
We talk about this with our politicians, and whenever we have our representatives join us on the air, I always wrap up with how can people get in touch with you. It's the same thing with these companies. Get in touch with these phone companies. Let them know that you need your landline.
Mm-hmm.
Let them hear you. Will it make a difference? I have no idea, being honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you and say that it'll make a change. Hopefully it will. I don't know if it will, but I know you're going to feel you yourself deserve to make the attempt.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself, when you're laying there in bed at night, deserve to know I gave it everything I had. Yeah. I tried my hardest.
I did my due diligence.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with some more fun stuff for you lined up. Coming up, me and Melissa are going to get into 5 healthy habits that take less than 5 minutes Maybe you and I will do some of these. We'll see. I didn't mean
maybe
to do that. I don't know why I said that.
let's see what they are first.
Let's hear from
our sponsors.
Sounds like a good idea.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's No Joke, a big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's 5th generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success and modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Seek out the sunshine while it's still here. Clouds are thickening today as high temperatures climb to the upper 40s. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow as high temperatures flirt with 50 degrees with a breezy south wind. This ahead of the storm system bringing rain for Thursday. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Yesterday, I was up before the dawn.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you. A little Super Tramp to play us into the segment. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit of health and five healthy habits that take 5 minutes or less. We have busy lives, and with the busyness of the day, most of the time, what takes the back seat?
Health.
Yep.
Exercise.
Yep.
And eating great.
Yeah. Yeah. Check, check, check. You just won Family Feud. You did. Congratulations.
Go. What's my prize?
You get to say hi to Steve Harvey.
Donuts?
Yes. Donuts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And some cookies Diane made in the back.
Oh,
some,
yeah.
There's still a couple.
Okay.
An expert on longevity says 5 minutes a day might be all it takes to add years to your life. And here are a few simple things that can improve your health and extend your life. So while we do let our health take a backseat, what is the number one culprit to this or the reason for it? Time.
Yep.
Or it seems to be oftentimes time is the
There's
reason.
There's not enough time.
Yeah.
There are not enough hours in the day, and we don't get enough sleep.
So here's an idea of being able to do these things that can help with that, that don't take as much time. Like habit stacking. Starting a new habit is hard, but adding a new habit onto an existing one is easier. You could add mindfulness to your morning coffee routine or practice gratitude as you brush your teeth.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I try to do that. I'm not going to lie and say I do this every day, but I try really hard to the gratitude thing.
Mm.
I like starting off when I'm brushing my teeth or throwing water in my face or something like that, thinking about what I was grateful for yesterday. And what I'm hopeful for about today.
Okay, that's positive.
And it gets me in a pretty good mindset.
Well, yeah.
It's a pretty good
starting
way.
Starting off your day with positivity.
And again, don't do it every day. I'm not going to say I do it every day. But I've gotten in a routine of it where now I don't wake up and as I'm brushing my teeth, I have to think of things I'm grateful for now. It just happens. It's just kind
that's
of
how
a,
habits
and,
work.
Yeah. And it took me a while to do that, but attaching it to other things really did help.
Yeah.
I noticed that too when I was stopping smoking.
Mm-hmm.
When I just tried to stop, I was on my mind and I was thinking about it and those things. When I attached it with, I've been really meaning to take more walks. I've been meaning to take my fur brother Sam out more.
Mm-hmm.
So I attached it to that because I would often have a cigarette when I was walking Sam.
Okay.
And it just really helped. It instead. Yeah, it added to it and everything, mm-hmm. attaching it to the other project, attaching it to something else.
Yeah. Other people have, like my dance instructor when I was in dance classes, she'd like, do pliés while you're brushing your teeth, you know? Anywhere you can stick these in anytime to help with your posture, to help with exercise and with toning your muscles. I mean, it's stacking habits. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, multitasking can be difficult.
Yes.
It can also, make you less effective at all of the things you're doing. But with the time crunch that we live in now and trying to squeeze everything in, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just don't do these things while you're driving.
You got to choose those multitasking battles wisely.
Yep.
I think that with the restraints and all that, you do have to try to cram things in.
Safety first.
Yeah, almost everybody multitasks, but yes, safety first, always. Micro meditations. Checking in with yourself doesn't need to take long. A simple technique is focusing on your breath as you inhale for a count of four, mm-hmm. hold it for a count of seven, and exhale for a count of eight. That's not bad. I don't disagree with that. But our good friend Jackie Carantini taught us this. If you were listening to her a number of times, she's talked about taking that moment of breath and just inhaling for 3 seconds, exhaling for 3 seconds. And it's a tone setter.
Yeah.
It really is. It
forces you to focus
mm-hmm.
on the breathing. Like, the breathing is something that we do without thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time. I mean, everybody. You're constantly breathing. So you don't think about it. But if you take that moment, like you said, and just focus on it, it gives you a chance to reset.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of, so what I like about already this list, there are no downsides. There are no, try this, side effects may include, your legs fall off. What was that last part?
Your pee turns blue.
What? That doesn't seem right. That doesn't. 5-minute workouts. Research shows even short bursts of regular exercise can help keep you vote young. Take a break from work and do some squats or wall sits, or take a brisk walk. You can improve your whole day.
Does it count if I think about doing this?
Sure.
I have good intentions.
You gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah, I can do a year of that first, prepping up for these 5-minute workouts.
You don't want to rush this. You don't want to just go jumping into it and everything.
That's rough.
I'm glad that they throw in there the a brisk walk can help. Push-ups are a great one. Sit-ups are great ones. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to. Most of my workout does not involve weights. Mm-hmm. A lot of my workout involves a lot of these other things. Punching on a punching bag for 20 minutes.
And using your own body as a weight is also, you know, like Pilates, basically, is helpful as well.
Social interaction. Instead of scrolling aimlessly at night, reach out to a few people you care about. Connecting with friends can raise your levels of the feel-good hormone oxytocin, which has anti-inflammatory effects.
Nice. That's important because, I mean, we could all do with some less inflammation. Causes pain.
The one thing that I think myself and a lot of people like about social media is the ability to be able to talk to people states away.
Mm-hmm.
And interact with them.
But a lot of times we don't use it that way.
Right. Well, and we don't need it. We can do this on ourselves. We have texting. We have, you know,
email.
FaceTime.
Some of us still have landlines.
Yes, yes, yes. I like the idea of cutting out the middleman here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you Facebook. I don't need you Instagram. I can do this on my own. I can reach out to my loved ones on my own. I can check in on my friends on my own.
Yes.
And it's a great idea of reminding us that we can do that too, I think.
Well,
sometimes.
And it's actual checking in on. It's not going and scrolling their page on Facebook to see what we've posted lately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'll admit sometimes I do that too. Okay, where are things at? Yeah, this is a good time to reach out. but otherwise I don't want to say cheating.
I like that though. I like the way you put it. I like that though, actually. Yeah.
Well, you're also not getting a real picture of their lives because let's be real, none of us post what's actually going on in your life on Facebook. Nor should you. Nobody wants to know what you had to eat for every meal of the day or all the bad things that happened to you.
Our social medias have become our photo albums.
Mm-hmm.
And you open up a photo album. When's the last time you looked through a photo album and saw a bunch of horrible, this is a horrible moment. This is a picture from a horrible moment. No, you don't do that. You're right. Social media has become the same thing where we don't really post up there a lot of the true things that we're going through.
It's the pretty polished version of our lives.
So touching base with people is vital, really important. And remember what matters, we wrap up with. Having a sense of purpose is linked to a longer life. So spend a few minutes a day thinking about what you are passionate, what your passions are. It can not only add more years to your life, but more life to your years.
Yes.
Now, if you are sitting there listening to this and all of a sudden panicking because you don't have a passion or you don't have something you care that deeply about, that doesn't mean that you can't still or that there's anything wrong. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I would think that you can find something.
And I think if you dig a little bit, you probably do. It's not what everybody else's is. You know, maybe it isn't theater. Maybe it isn't singing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's listening to music.
Yeah.
Maybe it's enjoying nature. Maybe it's looking at, you know, watching birds. There's a lot of things that we do that don't, you know, necessarily fall into the realm of, well, this is a hobby.
You have things that may bring you joy. Lean into those and mm-hmm. see. Maybe one of those could be that passion. And this is so true about this, though. The people that have passions live longer or have more of a full life. Like, whatever, and Melissa's so right about this. When I say passions, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have to be some great cause or something. It can be you love stamps. You're huge about stamps. You love stamps. You want to collect stamps.
Or like, whatever it is. You like car shopping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You like finding vehicles for other people. That could be something that you could actually turn into a job. But there's so many opportunities in our community for you to try out some of these things. You know, go to the library when they have these free art nights. Check out the music at the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Support our kids at their performances at mm-hmm. the middle school and the high school. There's so many opportunities and things that you can learn and discover about yourself while also helping build up our community.
You, none of us know how long we got, and you deserve to live not only life to its fullest every second, but enjoy your mm-hmm. life. And so much of this is really geared towards helping you with that. Mm-hmm. I think if you did one or two of these things, it would improve, and you may have even a better day.
I'll do wall squats during the break. Jeez,
okay.
James.
All right, and I'm going to touch.
Such a pusher.
I'm going to remember what matters.
I wish you would just breathe, you know?
Yeah, that actually...
The fact that you haven't in the last 10 minutes has got me a little worried.
It was something that I really should have, worked on, workshopped with you first.
Yeah.
I should have just started.
In and out.
I have sleep apnea, so at times at night I stop breathing at night. And I've slept next to a couple of different women that I did not tell this to beforehand.
Whoops.
Oh, God. Oh,
did you get smacked?
I've gotten smacked. I've gotten shaken, woken up. I've gotten pushed out of a bed before. Yeah,
are you alive?
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. We'll take a time out. We're going to come back with a bunch of fun. We got entertainment news coming up for you.